You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. So first of all, I'm talking about WWE Royal Rumble 2024. This pay-per-view was the most watchable pay-per-view ever. Because I saw in India at sharp 6:30 a.m. in India. It was like the day starts. The new day starts, the new Royal Rumble starts. Even the first I saw that, the women's Royal Rumble. There are surprise returns in Royal Rumble. It's like, I saw that Naomi back from Impact Wrestling to WWE. Naomi's name is Trinity Fatu. She's name is Trinity. So, WWE, she is signed to WWE. 2024, she is back in WWE. And after that, things came on. There are so pay-per-views, even Bayley came, Bianca Belair, even so many wrestlers came. And even there was a surprise from the company that WWE has a partnership with TNA to allow the TNA wrestlers to compete in the Royal Rumble. That's why Jordynne Grace, she came in WWE Royal Rumble with her TNA Knockouts Champion belt. Just showing and represent the TNA company. And even she fight. And after that I saw that WWE has a past partnership with TNA. That's why WWE brought Mickey James into WWE. She brought with an Impact. He Impact Knockouts Champion, and right now Impact Wrestling is changed to TNA Wrestling. So from my side, I will definitely say that WWE has a longer partnership, and even Jordynne Grace has already told that this is not the end of the partnership. The partnership will still continue. I think it would be surprisingly. Returns or some debuts, some surprises in this WWE Royal Rumble. I think we will see a WWE and TNA partnership in future companies. So I trusting the WWE because the company has changed, everything has changed, CEOs, chairman, everything has changed. I think company deserves a new thing, and even WWE fans also deserves to see new content. The WWE for me, as of now, it's very good to see. And even I saw that Jade Cargill, she is the strongest man. She already signs WWE, but she never faced in NXT. But I think Triple H is the person he directly transfers to SmackDown, and even I think, and she's a main event star, and she's a deserving star. And why I'm talking about, because she's a very strong star, and even she eliminated Nia Jax also, and even she played a very wonderful, fantastic, and the chemistry between Bianca Belair and even Jade Cargill, it was very impressive, and even so damn awesome. Even I saw that there are some NXT stars like Tiffany Stratton. She was a sexy girl, beautiful girl. Even I love this girl, obviously, because her beauty, her sexy figure, just looking like awesome. Okay, this athleticism was different, but I think she's a very cute girl in the wrestling universe. And even I saw that there are so many stars are back. I saw that there are so many stars to play. Bianca Belair also here. The Damage Control was also here. And even ultimately I saw that Bianca Belair finally eliminated. I saw that Bayley eliminated everyone. And after that Bayley, it was a shocking thing that Bayley can win the Royal Rumble. And after that I was good. It doesn't feel any problem like Bayley finally defeats And I saw that Bailey finally won the Royal Rumble, and she challenged Io Sky on SmackDown, and she will definitely face in WrestleMania. I think damage control was broken or just updated, I think, for me. And the next thing is Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul for the US champion. This match is a very wonderful and fantastic match. I saw that Kevin Owens has an opportunity because he used the weapon that this weapon is using, that the weapon that Logan Paul is using. Why? Because Logan Paul defeated Rey Mysterio to win the US champion, and after that, by using this cheating method, by using this weapon, and even Kevin Owens used it, but referee accidentally saw Kevin Owens, and after that, disqualified. But don't worry, everything is good and safe. Kevin Owens is definitely face a rematch against Logan Paul again, so it's not a big problem for me. But Kevin Owens has played a very wonderful, fantastic match, and even I believe that, Logan Paul also saw a great athleticism, and he still deserves to live in WWE. I think he's the greatest star ever, from social media influencer to boxer to WWE superstar. I think it's a very great thing ever. Very great thing ever. I believe that. Very wonderful story. The next part is the Fatal 4-Way match. WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champion Roman Reigns versus LA Knight versus AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. The Fatal 4-Way match, obviously Roman Reigns won because he still undisputed, and even I personally believe from the mind WWE is number one in this wrestling business. WWE has started and WWE is still the number one. The second number is AEW, the third number is Impact Wrestling or TNA Wrestling, and the fourth number is obviously Ring of Honor, and the fifth number is New Japan Pro Wrestling from my mind, and even the sixth number is AAA Lucha Libre AAA, the sixth number, and seven number is for me GCW, and the eight number is Pro Wrestling Revolver, and the ninth number is Pro Wrestling Noah, and the ten number is I think for me Stardom Wrestling is a female wrestling company. So for me, I have given those number 1 to 10 wrestling company, and WWE will always be number 1 in the world wrestling business. Even for me, it's a very great thing, Sava. But the thing is, I saw that match, and even I never expected that. And I was never expected that Roman is already a winner. If I bet $1,000, then I will definitely say that this match Roman is definitely winning this match, because he has a longest reigning universal champion, longest reigning undisputed champion, longest reigning world heavyweight champion also. He is handling the two titles and it unifies the belt. And even for me, Roman Reigns has earned so many matches. I believe that Roman Reigns still got opportunity, but he is still unfinished business. I think Roman Reigns will definitely want to put a drop. But the thing is, Roman Reigns finally won the match the last part is Roman Randy Orton hated RKO to Roman Reigns, to LA Knight, to AJ Styles, and even Solo interferes. I saw that, but the thing is, AJ Styles has a greatest mindset. He just move on, and Solo Sikoa busted in the barricade, and that's why never interfere with AJ Styles. But I think that, and I will definitely must say about that, WWE should put a force to AJ Styles, because I think I didn't want to see AJ Styles job, because he's the greatest star ever, and he still deserves to be a WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So from my mind, it's a very great thing ever. And he still deserves. Even I want to see LA Knight as a WWE World Heavyweight Champion, because he still deserves. Because in the wrestling business, he won WWE Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, and even he holds, and he has the biggest matches ever, and he still face off in WWE. And I think LA Knight has a great wrestling match in the wrestling business in WWE, and I think LA Knight joining WWE is the greatest wrestler ever. And I will definitely say that LA Knight wrestling matches like that, the name is LA Drake from Impact Wrestling. So I personally believe that LA Knight is the greatest wrestler ever. So for my mindset, I think WWE should make a greatest star ever from LA Knight. So why I am talking about that? Because he came in WWE, and he is an NXT wrestler, and he still deserves. And if I see his outfit of LA Knight, so personally I believe that he just reviving the memories of the Attitude Era. I think he's the greatest star ever for me, greatest star ever, LA Knight. So I support LA Knight. And by the way, unfortunately, Roman Reigns won. And the next part is WWE Royal Rumble 2024 Men's Royal Rumble. I saw that there are some returns, like Andrade is back. After 2 or 3 years, Andrade is officially back in WWE. And after that, I saw that Omos is back. And it was expected that WWE will bring Brock Lesnar, but due to some sex scandal face-off. But I have a mind about that. This girl, I will explain this part in next podcast. But for my mind, I have an opinion that this girl has mentioned the UFC fighter as well as the WWE wrestler, because UFC fighter and wrestler has a three wrestler in this business. One is CM Punk, the second part is Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle doesn't play the UFC, but he is a part of an MMA community. So I added this, and even Batista also played MMA fighting. Brock Lesnar also played, and even I saw that. And even I saw that Bobby Lashley was also a part of the MMA community. So I think mentioning this guy, she never mentioned the name. Who is? Is it really Brock Lesnar? Or is it another thing? But for me, I was really feeling sad about that. Brock Lesnar, this problematic But I think Brock Lesnar is the best for business in WWE for me. And even I think the sex scandal, everything, I think it could be real, and it feels troubles for Vince McMahon. But I wish Brock Lesnar would, and I definitely wish to God that Brock Lesnar would be out of this sex scandal, because I think that if a wrestler has the greatest position and holding a championship and holding everything, then I think that the ending, it shouldn't be a bad one. But I personally believe that from the retirement from the WWE should consider a last match. And look at this great shape of Brock Lesnar. He still have a great shape, and he faced WrestleMania match, and even he won that match. And even I personally believe that Brock Lesnar is the deserving wrestler ever. Yes, absolutely, he's the deserving wrestler ever. That's why he's the best of the business in WWE. So from my mind, Brock Lesnar is the greatest wrestler ever. It's greatest wrestler ever. So let's forget it. And the next part is... And the next part is... That... And the next part is, I saw the Men's Royal Rumble 2024. CM Punk back in WWE. And CM Punk faced. And even... I saw that Cody Rhodes and CM Punk was faced ever. And even, but the main thing is that Cody Rhodes, the last part is Cody Rhodes and CM Punk. And even I saw that CM Punk got injuries. CM Punk got his torn triceps injury, and after that he has a successful surgery, but the bad news is CM Punk is not competing in WrestleMania 40. But I think that's a bad news for CM Punk fans. That's why I still believe that this was the greatest thing ever. But from my mind, CM Punk has faced the matches, but he is a capability to be a WWE champion, and he is the longest running WWE champion ever. And I still believe that CM Punk is a deserving wrestler ever. And even I was thinking that Cody Rhodes will definitely won, but I think CM Punk will definitely won. But the twist turns that Cody Rhodes wins the second consecutive wins in Royal Rumble. After that, Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and after that, Cody Rhodes. This will remember forever, for a lifetime record. And even why I'm talking about it, because the dramatic change of the attire of Cody Rhodes, from weak to strong, from dashing to American Nightmare, from Stardust to American Nightmare. It was like that. Cody Rhodes is no longer a dashing. Cody Rhodes is no longer Stardust. But I will say that if he is an American Nightmare, then I will definitely say that his character was very, very serious at all. So I will say thanks to the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega for making Cody Rhodes great. And he is the greatest wrestler ever. And that's why he came in WWE, to finish his story, to finish his father's legacy. And that's why he won consecutive matches in Royal Rumble. From 2023, Cody Rhodes winner, and 2024, Cody Rhodes winner. It was like a dream come true. But there are something rumors that Roman, and even Cody Rhodes has challenged Roman Reigns in WWE WrestleMania 40. But the problem is that there are something rumors about some some wrestling, some kind of like Sports Illustrated, Wrestling Observer, or other videos. They're just predicting that. They're predicting that Cody Rhodes is not finishing the story at WrestleMania 40. Cody Rhodes will finish that story at SummerSlam or for WrestleMania 41. But there's something, a big confusion about it. So I think that I was sick and tired to see the ending of the Roman Reigns, because I want to see that Roman Reigns is dropping his heavyweight title, because I was really frustrated from the last year. This pain, this losing pain, I still suffer for mindset, because I think Cody Rhodes is deserving, and he still deserves to win that. To win that title, and I think Cody Rhodes deserves to win. So I think it's the greatest thing ever. Okay, so that's the ending of the today's podcast. We will see you in the podcast. So follow me on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and many more. Stitcher is dead, and follow me. Bye. The Wrestling Ready by Arnab Chakraborty is sponsored by Spotify by podcasters. Bye.